So the meeting will come to, this is quicker than we managed last time, where the meeting comes to order at...
Well, Bella, given your provocative, I don't think you're in a position to be concerned.
408. 408. And I'll call roll here. Fred Blair?
Present.
Thank you. Bella DeSoto?
Present. Did I hear my name mentioned before that?
Just that you were on the call. I was trying to count how many people we had present and whether we had gotten to quorum yet, and you were one of the people. So you were
no, a male. A male just spoke and mentioned my name. Is that correct?
I don't know, but we're in the middle of roll call right now, Bella. So if we need to take it up later, we can, but I want to finish roll call because
what
that's
an insane. This woman is totally insane.
Who is that person? Who is that male voice?
This woman is insane.
Excuse me. I'm gonna assert the ground rules here. I'm gonna ask, please mute unless you have the floor. Please speak only when you're called on, and no personal attacks in any direction. Thank you. Now I'm going to return to the agenda, calling roll. So next would be Lydia Ponce. Lydia? I don't hear Lydia. Rocio Rivas? Rocio? I don't hear Rocio. Polina Vasiliev? Polina? I don't hear Polina. Lauren? Reyes? Lauren? I don't hear Lauren. Janine? Roan?
Here. Present.
Thank you. Margot Iser? Hi, Margot. I don't hear Margot. Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Thank you, Raymond. Dr. Holly? Dr. Holly? I don't hear Dr. Holly. Michael Heiss?
Here, and I'll extend my usual offer to be the timekeeper at least until 5:30.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that offer. Hang on just a second. Now, Laura Levitson? Laura Levitson? I don't hear Laura. Jonathan Markowitz?
Jonathan here.
Thank you, Jonathan. Got you down. Maria Skelton?
Here, and thank you.
Thank you, Maria. Ruth Stout? Excuse me, Strauss. Ruth Stout, someone else. Ruth Strauss? I don't hear Ruth. Andrew Wise? I don't hear Andrew. Others. Sasha Karlik? Sasha? I don't hear Sasha. Nancy Lawrence? Nancy? I don't hear Nancy. Bruce Greif? Bruce? Don't hear Bruce today. Ralph Hawkins? Ralph, you were here.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Thank you. We've got you. And Sue Cohen-Johnson? Sue Cohen-Johnson, are you present? I don't hear Sue. Nancy Saibara-Naritomi? Nancy? I don't hear Nancy. Is there anyone else present who would like to be recorded as present?
Stuart Landau.
Right. I have you down already, but...
Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, sure.
I'm sorry, I was looking at something else. Did you call my name? I am here, Michael Novick.
Thank you. Did I miss you?
I'm saying I was distracted, so you may have called my name, but as you called, I didn't answer. So.
I definitely have you down as present.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, then moving on with the agenda. I sent out a draft agenda with the meeting announcement about an hour ago. I'm hoping everybody got that. Are there any additions or amendments? If not, then we'll consider that agenda adopted. And we'll move directly on to KPFK Radio Roundtable, an open forum for discussion. And I'm pleased today to be able to welcome Stuart Landau from staff. I remember that really livened up the conversation the last time you joined us, Stuart. So we'll open the floor for discussion. I'll take a stack. We'd like to begin.
Bella, to the staff.
This is Mike Heiss. I just want to ask, do you want the usual two-minute comment timing?
Yes, please. Thank you.
You got it.
I'll volunteer. Raymond, to the stack.
Okay.
Bella's on the stack.
I'm getting all the names down. I've got you first, Bella.
Okay.
Okay, I've got Bella, then Mike Heiss, then Raymond Goldstone. And then we'll see who else wants to continue. Bella, go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to, since this is the program oversight meeting, did you have an opportunity to dialogue at all, Beth, with Miguel, the GM, and invite him officially here to this meeting? Have you been able to do that since he has been GM?
I met with him personally, or not long after the most recent of these meetings, and we had dinner. There was enough more to say. We went for coffee, and I think altogether we talked about more than 3.5 hours. So I did mention this. I invited him. I understand that he's out of town for an extended period right now. So he's not available for this.
Okay. So that is an amazing situation. You had the luxury of actually pulling him away from the station.
Waited until after business hours. We met about 7 in the evening and then talked until.
That's great. So the reason why I ask is because he has not yet attended this committee. And of course the issue of the last time Stuart Landau, I heard him at another forum. He mentioned that the station was getting ready to start importing other stations' programming while we are, in my book, neglecting. I would like to have this recomputed since it was a question to Beth in her response. So because, as you know, if we start doing that, and this has been happening slowly, we will lose the opportunity of focusing on a local programming. So I would like to eventually hear from Stuart Landau, the only staff present, if he can address that to give us kind of an update because things are changing on the programming grid and a lot of repetition still.
So is that a query to Stuart?
Yes, since he's the only staff member with us today. This is, I think, his second or third time.
I think I'd like to hear from a few others, and then get any other questions we have for Stuart, and then go to Stuart, if that's okay with everybody.
Oh, yes.
Is that agreeable?
That's fine. Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Yes,
okay.
So, Stuart, you can join me in collecting these questions and giving it some thought while we hear from, I guess, Mike Heiss is next. Mike?
No, I just spoke up to ask about the timing, so I'm not on the stack now.
Okay. In that case, Raymond Goldstone.
I will do a thumbs up and thumbs down, but I do have a comment that just occurred to me, and that is, I think it's a bit unfair to put Stuart on the hot seat and be having to answer questions that are really the general manager's questions. I mean, Stuart does a super job at what he does, but and I really feel uncomfortable placing him in a situation where he's expected to speak essentially for management rather than just being a member here. With that said, thumbs up, and it's hard for me to imagine that I'm saying this, but they had a wonderful little play on Sunday night, Completeness, and for the first time I was able to get through the hostess's breaks and comments, but they weren't as long. So we heard more of the play in one segment, or three or four, but they weren't broken up by 5 or 6 minutes. And Counterspin never ceases to amaze me. And I learn something every time I listen to it at, I think it's 5:30 in the morning, but it's very good. This is really not a thumbs down on the program, because I don't know that the programmer has anything to do with it. But this morning, Move the Crowd was replayed from Thanksgiving week.
2 minute time.
thank you. I'll comment briefly just to say that your comment about Move the Crowd is not the first time I've heard that today. I've gotten other emails expressing concern about that, and that it's clearly been broadcast, produced for another time, and that's not acknowledged. So, we can see if there's anyone else who wants the stack now. I'd like to say too that it's not at all my intention to put Stuart in any way on the spot or to leave him feeling like he has to answer for management. That's not his responsibility. It's just we get so little chance to interact with staff. Any light that he can shed on the process there in the station and whatever their news is just so welcome. And I'd like to do whatever we can in this context to foster dialogue between listeners and board members and committee members and staff, because I think that'll help go a long way toward healing what has been a long-term breach there. So I'm really, really glad you're here, Stuart. Is there anyone else that wanted the stack before we turn to Stuart?
Yeah, This is Mike. I would like to speak, if possible.
And
sure,
Bella.
Go ahead. Okay, one moment. I'm writing all this down. And Bella. Okay, go ahead, Mike.
Thank you. I totally agree. It's really not fair to put Stuart on the spot. You know, he keeps the station running, but he doesn't control what goes off the transmitter. So I think that really would be unfair to Stuart. I certainly agree with that. And given all of this, you know, I don't want to say subpoena, but is there a way that in conjunction with the LSB that we can make a formal request to Mikkel and say, "Bud, you got to attend these meetings. You know, what's the problem?" I mean, maybe it's my opinion, but I think it's inexcusable that he doesn't have the opportunity to hear what we're saying, and we have no bloody idea about what he's doing and why he's doing it. I think that's just totally inexcusable.
I'm at this point because it is my understanding. It's made known to prospects that this is part of what's expected from a general manager. I don't think it would be inappropriate to put that formal request in an email from the committee and submit it. I will be down in LA again next week. I had hoped to try to meet with him again then. If I don't know when he's going to be back. Now he's out of town. I had understood he was
Michael
out of town until the 21st. But
yeah,
maybe 21st. Michael.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say first of all that his message said he's out of town from the 17th to 21st, which is essentially a long weekend. I just want to point out that the responsibility normally would be a PD. That's what used to be with this committee. There's currently no PD. So it's not written into the GM's responsibility to attend these meetings, except that he, trying to update the grid and refresh the grid in the current circumstances. So we should be clear about that. That's all.
Thank you, Michael. that's true. And Bella wanted to speak again.
Yes. Michael Novick sent out a notice about a programming regarding prison content. The prisoners run a radio station that's reaching men on death row. And so he sent out a kind of an appeal with a video and link to that radio content to see if we can pipe it in to our local radio station, which I think is a great opportunity.
Michael,
so
pardon me, Bella. I didn't get that, and I would love to.
Oh, okay. Let me send it to the group then, okay, Raymond? And another
thing. I just...
Okay, sure. And another thing I wanted to, because Raymond brings this up all the time, is counterspin. Counterspin happens to be a very rich, informative, and educational, not only nationally, but globally, political expose of what's going on out in the covering the political landscape and ramifications. However, for many, many years, I have been explaining this, and that needs to come into the sunshine, and a full hour should be allocated to it. And somehow the general manager or no one else has paid attention. And this program is in the wee hours of the morning where the least amount of audience can be benefited. So I appreciate that some people do listen to it. But then that is replicated across the board, where we have some very good programming and very odd time slots that are not really serving us properly. And we should be pushing for that. And I sent the GM recently a program grid for him to consider, and nothing has been done with that. I would like to then share it with this group, and I'll send Michael's thing to the group. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll turn to Stuart now. And I want to make it clear.
I'm sorry, this is Michael. Can I say a word about what I sent?
Hello?
I'm sorry, hello. This is Beth, just asking before we go on to whoever's next. Was there someone new? Did someone else?
Margot just got the message and decided to join in.
Thank you, Margot.
Hello, can you hear me?
Lawrence is here. Lawrence is here as well.
Hang on.
Hello?
And Ruth Strauss is here. Ruth Strauss is in attendance. Thank you.
One moment.
Cameras, fuck them. Fuck you, camera.
Whoa, language.
Hello?
Please mute. You don't have the floor, and that's inappropriate in this committee. I don't know who that is. I don't know who it is, so I don't know who I'm...
Beth, this is Lawrence. I'm on the call. That was not me. I just want to know. I just want you to know.
Yeah, I suspected it wasn't you, Lawrence. Thank you.
Michael Love was trying to get on the stack just to talk about the email I sent about the prison thing for just a moment.
Okay, and then we'll go to Stuart.
Yeah, I sent it to the PNB, the LSP, and the ED and the general manager. My main suggestion was that somebody at KPFT, which is in Texas, the radio station, and somebody has a lot of noise on the line. The radio station in question is that a prison in Texas, and it's basically,
everyone,
I don't know if somebody's eating or what, but they have to mute. It's impossible to speak.
This is
Beth, and as the chair, I'm asking everyone to mute your own line, unless you're the one who has the floor. I don't know which line that is, but it's disrupting. It's making it difficult for everyone else to hear. So unless you have the floor, please mute your line, as I will, too. Thank you.
Anyway, Michael? I was saying, it's a show that's in a Texas prison, and my suggestion was that possibly somebody at KPFT could make a connection with them and try to get some of their content for Pacifica or, make it available. But it's a low power FM station inside the prison. It's barely audible once you leave the parking lot. So it would have to take somebody probably in Texas to make the connection. That's all. Bye.
Michael,
this is Beth again addressing the noise. Someone has their line open. You're making a lot of noise. It's making it difficult for the entire rest of the committee to hear. I'm asking everyone, unless you have the floor, please mute your line.
Beth, can you tell the person that on their phone, if they don't know how to mute otherwise, they can look at their phone menu and it has a mute function. Thank you.
Thank you. Lawrence, we had a stack and took some comment with the idea that we would direct the Stuart Landau is here with us today, and we were going to direct a few questions to him and just give him the floor to say whatever is on his mind too.
That's fine with me,
okay.
Beth. Thank you.
Okay, and I've got you down for when the stack resumes. So, Stuart, welcome.
Thank you. Well,
thank you.
Let me say first, there are left, since we don't have a program director and some other positions have never been filled.
Can Stuart repeat that? I think we lost him at the beginning.
You blipped out for just a minute. There's what left?
I'm just saying that there are two managers at the station now, and Mikhail is one, and I'm the other. And Mikhail essentially has tuned me out from any of his decisions or actually what's going on. So he's the fourth general manager that I've served under, and I sort of explained that to him, but... I'm just kind of his errand boy, so that's the position that I'm in. So I really can't state policy because I'm not privy to it. Yeah, we did run a program today. We've been running it on Mondays. I believe it's out of the Washington, D.C. station, and it's a man named, last name is Nixon. I can't recall his first name. It's a talk show and that sort of a thing, and... we are getting a couple of programs during the week from KPFA in Berkeley, including a 6 o'clock news, which is a nice newscast. It doesn't, there's a little bit of Los Angeles news in there, but aside from that, we just don't have any local coverage at all. I don't know of any push to get programs from elsewhere. I know that... Mo wanted to do that, and he wanted to have some of his programs on KPFK. But we've been repeating a lot of programs for no other reason than they got a hole in the... I'm assuming they've got a hole in the schedule and they need to fill with something. So I'm not real happy with some of the things that are on the air just to fill time, but that's the way it's happening. And when Mikhail and I got into a little bit of a heated discussion a couple of weeks ago, I asked him rhetorically who the program director was, and he said he was, which is obvious. But I think he's pretty much doing his own thing and not working well with others. And so I don't know. Mikhail... left on.
I want to interrupt just long enough to say that just as I would intervene if someone were speaking about you when you weren't present, I want to remind us all that all employees have privacy rights
being Sabbath.
I'm going to ask again for people to mute their lines unless you're the one speaking, unless you have the floor. So,
Beth, may I just say something real quick? I agree with you. I don't think we should be discussing the dynamics of personnel on an open call. So that's just my input on that.
Thank you. But it does, so Stuart, it does help to know how programming decisions are getting made and what may be in the pipeline. And I know, excuse me, I had... comments from emails from listeners commenting on the Move the Crowd that went out over the airwaves this morning that was clearly from the recorded or produced around Thanksgiving time, and the references to that time frame were still present and made it obvious that it was old programming, not identified as old programming. I'm not sure what more to do with that information other than to pass it on to Mikhail when I can. If you're in a position to do that or to provide it to whoever can influence those decisions at the station, we'd be grateful.
Madam Chair.
Okay. I want to see if Stuart were there other things you wanted to mention, Stuart, or respond to the questions that came up earlier as we've waited.
The reason I mentioned it was importation of other programs. I just don't know, and I'm not going to address any programming decisions or with Mikhail because he doesn't want to hear it from me. So let's leave it at that. And it certainly isn't my area of expertise. I would be happy, you know, if he breached the subject with me, I would certainly discuss it. But since he doesn't, he has been gone since Wednesday the 15th. He was not there Wednesday the 15th and through today. And as I said, it was my understanding that he was going to be gone through January 3rd. I probably will know more about that tomorrow. He did not discuss with me at all the fact that he was leaving town or what the time period was. So maybe when I'm passing along some secondhand information, but he didn't even have the courtesy to tell me he was going to be gone. So as a manager, I thought that was a reasonable courtesy.
It's
really very important for the station to continue for a 2-week period to have somebody locally to troubleshoot problems with, you know, could be any number of things.
Right. So the fund drive goes on through tomorrow, is that correct?
That's correct. Has not done very well.
And then we return to regular programming?
Yes.
Or is there special holiday program?
I think it's a special programming. Now, some of the things on the grid are just called special programming. And that's where they're just throwing things in. They don't know in advance what they're going to do with it. I'm just looking at the grid since I arrived at home. Most of the time I've been in the car since I've been on here. But what I'm saying is more opinion than fact because I'm not privy to that. And all I, you know, is by what I hear on the air, I probably listen more than most people would because it's really part of my job. But I just don't know. And most of the content that we're getting is still the local things, but we still don't have a lot of the programs still are not coming in, and I think with this surge in COVID again, that will probably just be worse for a while, unfortunately. And of course, loss of many hours with Ian and Sonali and such. We lost two producers in the last couple of weeks, and we're losing another full-time board operator very shortly. So people are going elsewhere in terms of staff.
Thank you. I think we'll...
Bella to the stack.
Bella
to the stack.
Okay, hang on just a second.
And Beth, I did ask for the stack, Lawrence.
Okay. I had promised Lawrence that he'd be on the stack when we at the top of the next stack that we took. So Lawrence and Bella, you've spoken a couple times now, and we haven't heard from Margo, so I'd like to give her a chance if that's okay.
No,
okay?
Of course.
Should I go, Chair? I mean, Beth.
Yes. Sure.
Thank you.
You're on.
Thank you, Stuart, for your insight and for your dedication to the station and providing some of the insight in regards to what's happening in regards to programming. I'm very concerned with these programs being piped in from other states or from other regions in our network. Because I believe that the only way we're going to be able to resolve some of the challenges that we have right now is by producing and creating local programming, and that includes local news as well. And I'm just very concerned with the turn of piping and programming, I think it might be a prelude, a prelude to what some of the rumors are saying, that that this station will become a repeater station, and that's these programs that are coming in from other stations. It's, I believe, the beginning of that, and that really concerns me, because we have a wealth of resources in our signal area, welfare resources, activists, celebrities, and the such, and we should be tapping into those resources in order for us to address some of the challenges that we are facing, right? So I don't know what we can do from this committee, but I think we should definitely impress our concerns upon Miquel and the interim executive director in regards to the direction that the station appears to be going in. That
2 minutes to go, Lawrence.
Okay, let me thank you, Michael. Let me just summarize real quick. So, in regards to the prison show, I could put you in touch with some people at KPFT, Michael. I'm sure you could reach out to them as well to refer that low power station. So I don't know if Seward wants to address my concerns, but I'm just very concerned right now at the direction the station's taking. Thank you, Michael, for the reminder.
No problem.
So Margo's next. Hi, Margo. Thanks for coming.
Okay.
Hold on, Margo, please.
Sure.
Can you see if Stuart wants to respond to what I said?
Okay. Stuart, do you want to respond to people one by one, or shall we collect a few more questions, or how would you like to proceed? Stuart? We may have lost Stuart, at least for the moment. I don't hear. Are you muted? Stuart, are you
Who's
there?
That?
But mute? Stuart? Well, we'll hold a place for him. I trust that if he's not there at the moment, that he'll be back. And we'll go on to... But Lawrence, remind me if we get him back and I...
Okay, we'll do, Chair. Thank you. Thank you for your deference. I appreciate it.
Sure. And for the moment, we'll go on to Margo.
Okay, this
is the floor.
Thank you very much. It is so synchronous because I had already just called in or sent in a kvetch of the day about it's lovely, I love Michael Benner, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, but all of a sudden at 4 o'clock, unannounced, that it's a rebroadcast of a program that was originally done on a Friday, I think 2 weeks ago. It's Michael Benner on Inner Visions. This is the kind of thing that this is what I'm trying to prepare here. I think that what Stuart said is important. I don't think he's denigrating the person. That person, in literally, even though it may not be official, is our employee. All the money that we spend is supposedly going to pay the salary. We are the ones, I think, let me try to get this straight. It's very important that we, the listener sponsor members of this program oversight committee, look up and find the official guidelines of what the role of the committee is and make it that we have to be the ones who would find ways and work with the staff to get what we, the program committee, and the people who represent the listener sponsors who pay the bills, want and need on the programming. And it isn't up actually to the general manager. And that, I think, is what we really have to delineate. We'd be more like the program committee that we had when Michael Novick was in charge, and we really made some very big, very important ways to evaluate programming, to solicit programming, and unfortunately we didn't quite have the control of the guy who was the program director there, but we had, I think we really could assert ourselves, and I think we could make some changes, and I think that's what we tell people, oh, you're going to be a listener sponsor member, but then they don't have any power to help run the station. And I think that would be very important to really, really do officially make it that way. And I had some other clutches. I think I sent them out to some of the people. So I think we, and the guy is Garland Nixon, and he does have some good content. And I think his program, I can't remember, I don't know if it was a depressing one or if it was actually, yeah, it was depressing today. But he had some good stuff about communication 2 weeks ago or a week ago, and it was very interesting. I think we might be able to look at some of his techniques, and I did let him know. And I think that we do need to communicate all kinds of ways. We're a radio station. Thank you very much for participating, and let's just get involved and active and find the ways that we can be the ones to help delineate the programming. That would be really, really important. Thank you.
Thank you, Margo.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And Bella, you're next. You're up.
Thank you. I also wanted to mention regarding this general manager, you know, I don't know. I am very concerned all around. I mean, there was a motion passed in April of last year at the PNB to make sure, to insist, demand that each station hold a communication open 1 hour with the listener. The dialogue is a back and forth. It's an open channel, call-ins. And this general manager has done nothing to address that issue. So I'm very concerned about the lip service, and I'm also concerned that at a recent LSB meeting, one board member asked the GM, how can we, the board members, come to the station and volunteer to help out? This was not answered. So let me go back to the issue of outreaching over the airwaves. When the station shuts down, any governance matter of Pacifica Foundation, and in my mind, the station is a runaway station, just like KPFA is, and to many extents, WPFW. So this has been an effort network-wide to sever the stations from the governance structure system of Pacifica, and I will leave it there. Thank you. This is dangerous.
Ruth to the stack. Thank you.
Ruth, you're up.
And, I can know Vic at some point.
Okay. I'll put you down after Ruth. Anybody else to the stack while I'm taking names? Okay, Ruth, go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm not sure that this is germane to the programming committee, but since we are bringing things up, I too am very concerned about some of the attitudes of the manager. I agree. I mean, when I don't know who on this committee is also on the committee where he, I can't remember whether it was finance or what, or LSB or whatever, but he kind of tossed off the listener forum as nobody wants to listen to me about the report. Well, you know, somebody high up in the food chain needs to let him know that maybe he doesn't want to make a report, although he could make a few quick statements about the status of the station. But the idea is we are a station, as everybody knows, you know, that's in trouble, and to shut out the listener for listener suggestions, et cetera, is just, everybody knows, is cutting off a face, you know, so that needs to be addressed, that, and if he can't do it every month, then every other month, it has to be done, or every 6 weeks. And the other thing that disturbed me, although, you know, it's in the past now, but it will come up again in the future, his refusal to hold a town hall because there wasn't a physical space. Hello, we had Delta, and now we have Omicron. So, no, we're not going to have a physical space. So the church in Venice probably wouldn't have been accessible to everybody anyway. So the town hall concept should not die, and it should be remote. And it's important that we do everything we can. Everybody knows this. I'm preaching to the choir, but since it's recorded, you know, we have to do everything we can to do outreach, to hear what members and non-members too, if they tune in, want to hear. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
I would like to respond, Madam Chair, to the town hall issue. I should have mentioned that we had a town hall recently, whenever on the deck.
Okay, I'll put you after Michael.
Okay.
So, Michael Novick?
Thanks. Yeah. So I agree that it's problematic that the GM has been resistant to doing the general manager report to the listener, because it was made very clear in the search process that that was a mandate and a requirement of the general manager. He did not express any resistance to doing it that I could. So he said he wanted to go to his boss. He just needed to, you know, get something done, but it's not up to the IED. It is a the job description. I think it's even in the bylaws and a mandate from the PNB. I will point out that he has gone ahead to schedule LSD reports to the listeners. So we had one, and we have another one tentatively scheduled. There's not a specific date yet, January, and just to follow the mandate from PNB, which is the bi-monthly LSD reports to the listener. I agree that he should have promoted the town hall on the air, and I'm sorry he didn't do it. But I do want to talk about what the larger picture is, and he has reported about this to the LSD. Maybe people weren't. But what he said is that his first priority is to try to deal with the red ink. He inherited a situation where the station is in debt and not covering its bills, and still in the process of reducing the payroll to try to deal with that. He said that he's reached the limits of that. He's in some way to accommodate it for a period of time during which he wants to stabilize the programming fairly immediately. Work further. He said one of his top priorities after that is to resume and restore a local news department, a newscast. I have been sending in many, many programming ideas, including reviving KPFK's own prison show, which is called Think Outside the Cage. You used to alternate on Saturdays with Liberated Sisters, and was taken off the air by the previous program director. And
2 minutes, Michael.
Okay, I'd appreciate some extra time. I'm trying to give people some factual information, and I don't know what to do about that.
We have only Bella on the stack right now, and if she's willing to
sure. I will give him time. Sure.
Thank you.
Let him explain, please. Thank you.
Yeah. So anyway, he expressed great interest in that. I put Jerry Silva, who is one of the main producers of that show, in touch with him. He's interested in finding out more about it. I believe they're in direct communication now. I proposed to him a kind of meet the alternative press show with people from various local progressive alternative publications like Knock LA, LA Taco, Change Links, Random Links, the LA Progressive, and so on. That would be a new public affairs show, and I've gotten some interest from a few of those people, and he's interested. That he's definitely interested, as I said, in the news department. He does want to rehire someone as a news director. I don't think people should overreact. He's facing an enormous task, and just in terms of trying to stabilize the budget and the programming, and he's open to further changes in the programming and developing local programming. But he has to try to, do that fairly rapidly. I think he's, there are knives out for him, as far as I can tell, at the national level already. And I don't think we should fall into that. I think we need a period of time where he's given some opportunity to try to do what has not been done for a long time, which is, as I say, revive local programming. And for example, and again, he reported this at the LSB meeting, he's not interested in the massive preemptions that I think he accurately assessed that the repeated, frequent and overlong fund drives, most of which are programming that's not on our air, but special programming of a home shopping network nature has driven listeners away, and he, stopped doing that. And I think people recognize that that's a risk and that he should be supported in that, not a task force.
I can't hear you.
Michael, that's, for what it's worth, just trying to do the job. That's another 2 minutes, and I apologize. I've got to stop doing this for a minute to take a personal call.
Perfect.
I apologize.
That's all right. I said they couldn't hear me. What I was saying is that he changed the nature of the fund drives. People objected constantly, and he correctly said that the fund drives that we were running with constant preemptions were driving listeners away, and he stopped doing it.
I'm taking notes. We just lost our timekeeper. I'm going to ask, is there anybody else who'd be willing to step forward as timekeeper for the rest of the meeting? It really, really helps when we have one, and I know it.
I'll come back on as soon as I finish this call.
Okay. All right. We'll miss you. Bella is up next, and before we turn to her, are there others who'd like a place on the stack now? Anyone else want to speak?
Margo again. Thank you.
Margo?
Jonathan on the stack, please.
Thank you, Jonathan. And Stuart, let me know if there at any point you want back on the stack. And anybody
sure.
else too, but
yeah, I'll when you get a chance I can speak. Thank you.
Okay, I'll put you on I'll put you down for after Jonathan then. So we'll go to Bella now. Go ahead, Bella.
Hi. Yeah, so I'm glad that Stuart said for the audio stream that he has been expressing his opinions, not facts. Of course, opinions are very strong because, no human being can be neutral. And so there you go. So I appreciate that. I wanted to speak about the town hall. It wasn't just the November 20th town hall that was not promoted. It was also the proposal in October and the proposal in September. There was also a proposal made to Mo. He also refused to promote it. So it's not just this GM, it's a culture. It's a very ill culture that has been costing us greatly. And of course, because KPFK has held the water for the entire network for so many years, when KPFK began declining, so did begin the ripple effect across the network. But I wanted to express how stressful it has been for me because that left me a very, very short amount of time to schedule and put together an email blast, which I also had to cover the cost of. I also had to cover the cost to promote the independent candidates for the election. This should not be. We are a broadcasting company. We are supposed to promote our elections. If anything, our elections need to be promoted. So there are a number of issues here. And I wanted to also say that I am now going to be sending the group, the program grid that I prepared and shared with the GM, as soon as he started working at KPFK for your perusal. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Bella. And
we had a very nice participation from that email blast that I had to send out to alert the membership about the town hall. We had about 47 people called in, some called in, some connected via the internet. And so it was rewarding to see so many people. Of course, it would have been much better had the station promoted it on air. We know that. And the location, the physical location in Venice, that church, the church
You're
was
over
not
2 minutes, Bella.
The church was not available by the time we had to put it up. So it has been virtual now for a year and a half. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I've got you down after Stuart. Thank you, Ruth. Margo's up next. Go ahead, Margo.
All right, here's what I kind of sent out this morning to somebody. It is wrong to not let anti-war radio, which is squeezed in at 8:30 and 6:30 and whatever morning, 5:30 in the morning on KPFK, to be preempted by Alan Watts and then Roy Tuckman going, oh, this is a Pacifica radio station supposed to be against war. That program needs to be put in big, bold time slots, and that's what influence I'd like to have from a committee. Secondly, Move the Crowd program, she said there's no fund drive going on. This is, we've got a way to find a way, and somehow implied that money could only be donated during a fund drive, which is maybe, well, somehow there's been that implication going on, and I think it's Miss Diaz was doing that, and then she also said something about Counterspin is another important program that should be put at prime time, even if it's only a half an hour. It's from Fairness and Accuracy in Reporting, talking about how they're now trying to corporatize the libraries. And so we have to get ours, the Tribune of Media, to report this. But then also, I just have to say one more little technical thing about Ms. Diaz, is that she, Yatrika Sharares, who used to have the Wednesday program with more like Middle Eastern focused music, will be on Monday's Global Village, because Kathy won't be there, but she said it was used to be on Mondays, and so that's another part of this restoration. There's no, Yatrika was on Wednesdays when it was the good old days, and somebody's going to have Mario Cassetta on, I think, if he's still around, but maybe not, but he should be restored, or his program should be put up back. We have such a treasure trove of old programming that could be brought up because it's still relevant and could be presented as this is really special program, still pertinent today, and that could draw some people in too because a lot of people are fans of those programs. Okay, so those are things I have as ideas as a program council person, and I like to share them, and let's use what we have. But hour 25, which was cut off because they gave extra hour to the Grateful Dead, I mean, we could get something like a science fiction program to bring back disability programming and even Digital Village, bring them back on the air. There's even one of the IMRU-type programming that is only on podcast. Okay, thank you. We should be resourcing all the ones that are now on podcasts and get them back on the grid and put them in different time slots so they could be heard by a lot more people. I think we'd attract a lot more listener sponsors. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's my thing. I'd have to be very creative and work with that as our job as a program council. Let's take our job seriously and do it. Thank you.
Thank you, Margo. Jonathan? You're up.
Yes, thank you. There's two points I want to make about the general manager, and well, one of them actually is just in general. I'll start with this one. I believe that one of the biggest problems KPFK and all the signal areas have is that since the audience share has so greatly reduced over the last 10 years, let's say, compared to what it was, I think that one of the biggest problems we have is simply that most people in Los Angeles, I believe, don't even know that this radio station exists. So one of the things I think that is a disconnect in most people's thinking, and possibly even the general manager, is that it almost doesn't matter what programming we have on the air. If people don't either if people are not aware the station exists or they don't accidentally tune to the frequency, which is not likely these days. It's not like in the old days when people had analog tuners on their radios, when you would just, you know, go through the dial. And some people do that. Most people are not listening to radio in the same way that they did. So this is really one of the primary reasons we're in such a deficit. It's not only KPFK. KPFK has suffered the worst of this, I believe. There are other factors, of course, which we've already gone into. So my proposal is that we look into the cost of having five separate YouTube channels that are for live streaming the signal in simulcast. And these would be channels that do not have interruptions for advertising like regular YouTube channels do. Whether or not these channels could be monetized, I'm not sure. Archiving of content on these channels. So I'm suggesting a separate YouTube channel that's essentially a live stream simulcast signal. What this will do is many people use YouTube. It's probably the most popular social media worldwide.
10 minutes time, but I love to hear them keep going.
I'm sorry.
2 minute time. I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm done.